Hello, hello, and thank you all for listening to Real Talk Atlanta, your favorite podcast for real life, real scenario, and of course, all things real estate. We're your hosts, River Bonds,
Ashley LeRae,
Nika W.,
and Taisha Renee, and we're so glad to have you tuned in. So sit back, take notes, and let's talk.
Hello, hello. How's everyone doing? This is Real Talk Atlanta, and we are your hosts, Nika W.,
River the Realtor.
I'm Ashley LeRae.
And I'm Taisha Renee.
And we're back.
Back with another episode.
Yes.
Another one.
How you guys are doing?
Good.
I'm tired. How's real estate treating y'all?
Like
same
a princess.
Same old, you know.
Like a princess. That's good. Any goals that you guys tackled this week that you like to share with the people?
Not necessarily a goal, but I have a client who, you know, new construction delays have literally been knocking us down. I want to give a shout out to Demilah because she is closing on her new construction townhome. She's literally been like patient, like just working with it. She's like, hey, it's been 129 days. Hey, it's been 142 days.
Counting the days.
Counting the days, but like not getting frustrated with me, which I feel like a lot of people do. So I appreciate her and I'm so excited, y'all. We're going to turn her clothes in. Okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
My shout out, and it kind of ties into today's episode. I'm so excited because I feel like my buyers are finally starting to get the homes that they've been looking for. So I just went under contract on one home with one of my clients who has been shopping for like ever. So I'm really excited.
Good.
I'm happy
Hooray.
For her.
Those are the best ones.
No, yeah. Same. I'm going to give my shout out to the same client. Yes. It's happened for a year. And we're finally going under contract today.
That's good. That's good. Amen.
We finally. Love that for a client.
But I'm with River. I have a new construction. It has been delayed too, but we were able to do our inspection. We're going to order appraisal and we'll move along. I'm ready to close this deal.
Yes.
Like, literally.
We love new construction.
We're going to make that closing special.
Okay.
Oh, we know.
Y'all stay tuned. But this is pretty much what our episode is going to be about because I know that we get asked this question a lot. Like, is ATL a really good city for people to invest?
Yeah.
And what kind of question is that? Because Yes.
Why do y'all think we're sitting here?
Right.
So we wanted to look back and see like how that looks differently. It looks differently for buyers, sellers, and investor. So we figured like let's do a 3-part series to this question and say, okay, is ATL a good city for buyers, sellers, and investor? And today we are here for our buyers.
Yep. Let's talk to them.
Let's answer the question.
The answer is yes. Atlanta is a great place to buy real estate in. I mean, when you think about just all the different facets in Atlanta, when you think about new construction, when you think about the city expanding, when you think about property value, every single one of those things tie into why this is a good place for you to be a buyer in, especially with the shift in the market.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We're coming out of that like hot tamale seller's market, baby, and it is really looking good for the buyers. They're able to purchase homes at really, really good prices now, but still buy in at a good rate where as properties increase, they'll see a return on that if in a few years they want to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I would say that's one of the really, really big things right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The market shift. I feel like a lot of people are really wondering about how that looks like for buyers and that is that a good thing for them?
Absolutely,
so,
it is. Immediately, yes.
Because how does that look like for buyers? I know most of us, we're buyer's agents, right? I know for me, what I'm seeing most other time, like right now, is that we have a little bit more negotiation room for as far as like closing costs, repairs, and things like that. So let's really dive in on, you know, how is that going to benefit our buyers right now that are deciding to purchase literally tomorrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll say what I've noticed so far, like the home I just went under contract on, we went in at list price and it got accepted. There were no other offers after like 2 days on the market. And it's so crazy. A year ago, 6 months ago, I wouldn't dare submit an offer at list price.
Unless it had, like, at list price, you gotta have roaches.
Exactly.
And we still put in an offer.
Roaches is crazy.
We still gonna put in an offer because ain't no more home. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, there were no other offers. You went in at list price. I got my client a couple thousand in closing costs, a home warranty. I mean, I love it here for buyers. This is a really great time to be a buyer. I'll say that.
Love it here.
It's shifting and it happens so fast.
Yeah. You know, literally. I think my buyers who purchase early on are already seeing a return in their investment, which is another good reason. Like, it's good to invest.
It's still a good time.
Like, the market is slowing down, but it's still moving. The value isn't decreasing. The value is still increasing. And so for buyers who didn't buy too long ago, for you to already kind of see that return on your investment, if you were to sell, not that you're going to make an astronomical number if it's been a few months, but it's the fact that you can see something, that you'll get something off of your return.
Yeah. And as far as like buyers as well, that are coming in and they want to, you know, like already they're not very educated on the market. So they're thinking that the market is crashing instead of like, how do you explain that to the buyers? Because I feel like that's the gap between them knowing what's really going on in the market and a market crashing.
It's stabilizing. It's definitely stabilizing. It's not crashing.
It's not a crash. It is literally a shift. Because you still got to come in and do what you need to do if you want to secure a home. Like, it's not a walk in the park like that, but it is just giving you a little bit more leeway as a buyer. And I do agree. I think that's making some people feel like, oh, I'm coming in $40,000 under asking. You still won't get your offer accepted.
Right.
Absolutely not.
And I've had that done before. Like, I had a buyer, and he was actually an investor. He was cash, and he thought that, you know, like, he could submit $10,000 under asking and doing all these crazy. So I'm like, wait, I know that the market is shifting, but it's not totally
it's
where
not there
you
yet.
Could just do whatever you want.
People need to know the difference of, like, when it did crash in 2008 and how that's so different from 2022.
That's not going
to
happen.
The market crashed because lenders were lending to literally anybody.
Right.
Like, predatory lending.
And they didn't have any guidelines
in place. When you purchase a home now, you have to submit so many documents. Yeah. Underwriters are gathering so much information, verifying employment, verifying income. People try to upload fake bank statements, but they call in a bank to confirm that it's the right bank statement. It's just not going to happen because the lender has guidelines in place now that weren't in place then, which caused the crash.
Exactly.
So it's not going to be, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I second that motion.
And another thing that I'm seeing too, the little remarks that, okay, if I do buy a property now, then I have a chance of my property value declining. Listen, people are still buying, which means that property value are still appreciating. You know, like,
for it's sure. not the average price affect. Is still increasing.
Yeah, the average price is still increasing, but compared, I know we talked about, like, compared to other big states like New York, California, it's still a major benefit to invest in Atlanta because we're still cheap. Like, it's
more affordable.
For sure.
Not cheap. Affordable.
Yeah. We're still very much classy and very
compared to New York, like, their average price points is like $995,000.
Yeah, and I was just $500. So when people, a lot of buyers come from those big cities like New York and California, and they're ready to spend the money.
Yeah.
Because they see the value. I can get this house for this amount, this land, it's all this good stuff for the $500,000 less than what they can get it for and where they're from. So
you get more bang for your buck out
For sure.
So still the South, we still have a lot of land. We still have a lot of space. And you don't get those kind of things. When you go to New York, you know, I'm from Chicago, like, the buildings are all next to each other. I told somebody, like, when I, like, living in Chicago, my first time seeing a garage attached to a house was down here. Our garage is out in the alley, baby.
No,
like,
real.
Everything is right up on each other. Like, you don't get that space. You don't get that land. I think especially for investors, this is such a good place because property value is going to rise because Atlanta is expanding.
Right.
When you look at all of, like, the new things that they're doing here in Atlanta, right, one of the things is, like, Westside Park. You know, I used to live kind of on the upper west side of Atlanta, that West Midtown area, and they're doing, what, like, a $44 million project over there to expand the park. Things like that. All these developments are really coming in, and they're going to put more income in these areas. They're going to make the areas more profitable. That means the housing market is naturally going to rise. When you bring assets into communities, it appreciates.
Exactly.
And Atlanta is appreciating.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the developments because, like you said, I live really close to the Beltline. They're expanding the Beltline. I think by, like, 2040, it's supposed to be done and, like, all the different things that they're doing.
Could
you think about 2040? It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But even when you think about jobs, like, major, like, Fortune 500 tech companies have moved here. We have Microsoft and Google. That brings a lot of job opportunities and income is going up, so that means that the housing values are also going up.
Because they need somewhere to live, too.
Right.
If you are watching this and you work for Microsoft or Google, please feel free to let us know.
Let us know. Need to be here. And even by Microsoft, they're building what? I can't pronounce the word. What is it? Quarry Yard.
Quarry Yard.
That's a $127 million project. Over 70 acres. Like, right by Microsoft. Like, that growth is going to be
insane.
Major.
Okay.
That's going to be major.
In addition to that, think about all the colleges and universities that are students who might not want to live on campus or who can't live on campus.
Right.
And as an investor, if you have some place that's, like, you know, close to universities or even like a 15-20 minute drive, I mean, it's a nice place. You have that ability to rent out to those students. We have many HBCUs and PWIs right in the heart of the city. So
I love that you brought that up, though, converting these homes to rentals for investors coming down here.
This is the ability for you to buy and hold.
Hello.
low. Yeah. While still getting a good deal while buying.
Can we get buy and hold?
Buy and hold. Needs like flash. Buy and hold. That's the key.
Because they're still going to have a good deal when purchasing, especially if you're an investor. You have cash. You'll have a little bit more, I would say, like, opportunity to, like, negotiate well. And then you have a more ability to actually rent these homes out. Yep. Because right now, the rental market is, you know, like,
busting.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right.
It's high.
You know?
Busting.
Because a lot of people are kind of stepping back from buying.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think the interest rate is high, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's standard. This is what the interest rate is.
Mm. Yeah.
But because of that, a lot of people are kind of stepping back from the buying process, or they just don't qualify. So they need those rentals, and those investors who did invest and have those properties, now they're definitely going to see some return on their profit for sure.
Yeah. And I think with everybody moving here, I always tell people, like, if you have somebody relocating from like LA, telling them, oh, you can rent this house for $3,000, they'd be like, okay.
Right.
Because that's so like normal for them. It's actually like a better rate. So as an investor, you come down here and buy, your mortgage may be $2,000, but you have a renter paying $3,000.
Right.
You do that for a couple years, you get ready to sell. Now you're seeing top dollar just because you bought it, you held it, you rented it. You're literally seeing capital on every front,
like every month.
Come on,
too.
Stop playing with y'all.
Yeah. You keep thinking small. You need to be thinking big.
I'm glad you said that.
You need to be thinking big. But let's talk about really, like, what really drives people to Atlanta when we think about it.
The vibe.
When COVID happened, they were like, okay, the cure to COVID got to be in the hookah in Atlanta.
Because Atlanta was on lockdown for 2 weeks. I kid you not. I had just moved here. Matter of fact, I had just moved here. This place was on lockdown for 2 weeks, and that's it. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I was still in the house, but everybody was outside in the clubs, in the lounges. They did not care.
We know how to have fun.
We do.
I'm convinced.
COVID and monkeypox is in that hookah hose. It's in the water. You know?
I rebuke monkeypox. Don't even mention that in this room.
Yeah, but we know how to have a good time. I will say, like, we have a ton of like really good dining and restaurants. That's like one of my favorite things to do. So that, and even just the culture of Atlanta, it's so different from anywhere else. A lot of people call it like the Black Hollywood.
It is what it is. And that's good, because most buyers, or what is it, the largest generation are millennials.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm a millennial, and I love going out. I love
the
social life.
Look at the Gen
Z-er
in the corner, peeking out of her eye. She was like,
are you Gen Z? Are you Gen Z? I don't know when Gen Z is.
We're literally the same age. Like,
Gen Z-ers,
Gen Z's.
No. You a Gen Z too.
Well, we're doing good for Gen Z.
Okay.
I don't claim
Gen Z is, like, you know, changing it up too, but millennial is the largest generation, and they're probably the most people that are buying right now.
Yeah,
like,
the average homeowner. 33.
They're buying and they're investing and they're doing what needs to be done. So
I love
they love
it.
The social life. The social life is here.
But it's not even about that too. It's like people in Atlanta really have that ambitious, like, because we're so attracted to that luxurious life, to that, you know, like, everybody's making money. And I always tell people, like, you come to Atlanta, like, nobody's a celebrity, because everybody's a celebrity.
Everybody
know everybody in their own way. And right now we're seeing a shift that, like, a lot of people are trying to open their own business.
Yep.
There are really a lot of people that are being put on real estate.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I really love that for us.
I tell people all the time, Atlanta Airport is the only airport you can go to with a clear line going to be backed up. Everybody thinks they so popping and they got to get clear.
It's the best airport.
Everybody's well shifted to general boarding because we're all trying to be exclusive and stuff.
No cap, like, I just got clear.
I did it
because I was late, though. You know how they give you that free?
That free.
You do that for 2 weeks and I forgot. But
that exclusivity, like, people really are attracted to Atlanta because you can really come here and, like, turn it up. Like,
you gotta make a name for yourself.
Exactly. And build.
There's a ton of opportunity here for sure. And especially with Atlanta growing so rapidly, I mean, the opportunities are just going to keep coming for people.
Seriously, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a corporate, 9 to 5, the jobs are here.
Cause shout out to the EY girls.
Here.
All my girls at EY. My EY girls. They, one of my friends.
The Ernest and Young.
Yeah. A lot of my friends, the tech girls, the finance girls. All the major corporations are coming here. It's just like, to not purchase in a city that's booming like this, you have to be out your mind.
Right, because if these corporations see the value, these builders see the value, then why would you not see the value?
You have to think ahead, too. You, like, even if, like, when I was growing up here, the average home was maybe like $200,000, and now the same homes are upward of $500,000. So if you're able to invest in, like, any piece of real estate, a condo, a townhome, single family, whatever you can get your hands on, in a couple years, I mean, your return is just going to be crazy. Yeah. So,
and we're not just saying this because we're from Atlanta, you guys. Like,
I'm not from Atlanta, baby.
We're not saying this because we sell real estate. It's right, like yeah. what we're seeing. I'm from South Carolina, and I see the growth and potential of Atlanta, yeah. which is why I'm here. So,
I have hit over $130,000 renting since I lived in Atlanta.
Wow.
I calculated it. I was at one point paying like $2,500 a month to live in Atlantic Station. So I've moved 7 times. Everybody who know me know. But I spent over $130,000 renting over the last 5-6 years here. Imagine if I would have put that in the house.
How many properties could that have been?
Right.
How many down payments?
Look at my face. I could have a talk with my mom back.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy. But yeah, it's just like I said, growing up here and like seeing the change, like I'm still shocked. It sounds so weird to say like Atlanta's getting a Nobu. Like there's just so many things that are like typically in big cities, New York, California, mm-hmm. that we're getting here. I'm like, do y'all not see the shift that's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to be
y'all
a part
see
of
it.
And do your research, because I just got a client. We're about to be listing his first investment property. He does not live here. He lives mm-hmm. in Canada. But he did his research. Mm-hmm. He has no one here, but he sees the value.
Yeah.
He's a music producer, but he really did his research.
Oh, he definitely see the value.
Yeah, he see the value, and he just bought 3 distressed property to flip and sell, and he's going back to Canada because he's actually getting married. So
smart man. Like,
yeah,
smart
shout out man. To Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
But he's like, it's just fascinating to see, like, when people have that mindset, like that investor mindset, and they see a value, especially in a place like Atlanta. It's just like bittersweet because it's like, wow, like mm-hmm. you're smart.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
smart.
And yeah. you have to, like, time is a really big thing. You have to capitalize on, like, the time. Because, like I said,
it's a long game.
In 10 years from yeah. now, I mean, the prices you see now are not going to be the. Today's price is not yesterday's Hello. Price. Let's put it that way, you know?
That is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that. One thing and one thing only to say.
What is that?
Buy now or cry later.
Ooh. Period.
Yeah. Look, am I the drama? No, seriously.
Shout out to Drake.
The drama.
You know, we was talking about Canada just now. It only made sense.
Shout
yeah.
out to Drake.
Yeah, okay.
Drake, if you're watching,
I see where we need to
buy now or cry later.
Atlanta, you know who to call.
Let's put that on a t-shirt.
So, yes, I feel like we did answer, like, if Atlanta is a good city to invest, yes, definitely, especially mm-hmm. for relocation clients. Yep. If you are working up there as well, like, if you're moving here, you can definitely still work your remote job if you have a remote job.
Mm-hmm.
But this is definitely a good investment as far as, like, you know, building a new family or starting a new chapter.
Yep.
But also for our investors that are really trying to, you know, capitalize on their return and making a really good portfolio, I feel like Atlanta is, there is no better place.
I agree. Real yeah. estate is one of those things you're pretty much always going to make a return, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. Because they're not making them no more.
Yeah. yeah.
Having
I'm
a
thankful.
Roof over your head is never going out of style.
Right, right.
Okay.
And what God gave us is the only land we got, so we got to take advantage of it. We're not getting no more land.
Not the only land.
Hey, this land means so much.
We're not getting no more land, so let's go ahead and buy a chance.
We ain't getting no more land, ladies.
Taking
Hello.
Advantage of the current land.
Okay. Okay.
Well, which take us straight to our realtor bae,
Miss Ashley LeRae,
with the question of the day.
Love that.
Is this a song now? We gotta make some type of like. Okay,
it's starting to sound like one.
We gonna drop a beat next time.
Drop a beat in there.
We
can drop a beat.
We gotta do some. So, to remind you guys, if you haven't watched the show before, we do this segment called Question of the Day, mm-hmm. where you guys can submit your questions via DM on Instagram at Real Talk Atlanta or via email. @realtalkatl@gmail.com. So for today's question, oh wait, I forgot the most important part.
What?
River, you know, they got to keep it cute for every question.
I'm going to be like, wait, is it my birthday? Please remember to keep it cute. We love y'all, but
yeah, it could be anything personal, real estate related. Just keep it cute in there.
Because we be seeing y'all little reckless questions.
Sometimes. Right.
Come on,
out of control.
Mm-hmm. So for today, I wanted to ask you guys, so what is your favorite thing to do in Atlanta?
Brunch.
Oh, that was quick.
Immediately.
Okay. Immediately.
That's all I like to do. If it's y'all know I like going on at
this
night.
A day girl.
Brunch.
Yeah.
Daytime, up in the morning. I'm up at 6, 7 o'clock.
Grand Rock.
I'm in the bed by 9 o'clock, so don't invite me to the club, but brunch.
Brunch.
Bottomless
okay.
mimosa.
It's kind of like the club.
Right.
In the morning.
Oh, in the morning. And that's what I like. That's my vibe.
What's your favorite brunch spot?
Here. Unfortunately, so I haven't been able to brunch here. Really?
We've been to Lake Colonial.
Lake Colonial, but I like a from New York, and it was just always like,
oh my God, did you just go to Woodland?
Day parties, yes. They got shut down.
I know. RIP Long Woodland. Live Woodland.
But it's like, I haven't gotten that vibe here, but I think the best one I've been to so far is probably Boogaloo.
Boogaloo. Oh,
It was lit. On it was, the swing. Oh, you know what? And what's the other place? Dang. I think it shut down. BQE? No, not BQE.
I used to love BQE.
BQE got the best brunch.
Okay. I'm going to think on it and answer your question because I got to say this spot. I'm going to have to Google it.
I
want to
know. I'm
Tulsa and Lennox is good too.
Oak.
Oh, they shut down.
R.I.P. to Oak, too.
R.I.P. to Oak.
R.I.P.
Oak. That brunch was lit.
I'm not going to lie. Oak had the hottest brunch in the city for the
week. Yeah. Take me back to college.
I like to get bottomless, like true bottomless and wasted.
That is good.
Oak used to do like this champagne shower.
Yes.
Oak was like 15 bottles of champagne. It was like a time to be alive.
What a time.
I'm happy that I caught that before it got shut down. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like brunch is like definitely on the list. One thing I like to do is I like to do like the things that's here for one day only, whether it's a concert, a festival. Mm-hmm. I went to like the Caribbean Fest last week in Piedmont Park. 70 food trucks, y'all. And y'all know I got a plate from almost each one of them.
Oh, we saw your plate. Oh,
yeah, I came to Nika's house with like six of those plates. She's like,
yo, we got
are you catering the party? This is for me. And then I went to Teyana Taylor concert this week.
Oh, I love concerts.
I cried at the concert because I had so much fun.
Did you get on stage?
No, you cried. I did not, but I was like touching the stage. Like, I'm there. So I love that kind of stuff because I feel like every time, like if somebody got something going on, they bring it to Atlanta, where it's a festival, a concert, a show.
And people are going to show out and show up.
And they do it every time. So that's what I like.
I'm going to piggyback on you because one of my favorite things to do is go to a concert. If this one thing I'm going to do is that. And Atlanta, one of my favorite venues, that like an outside venue, is Lakewood. I lived in Lakewood.
What's the last concert you went to?
The last concert I went to was actually a Kirk Franklin concert.
Oh,
it was so good.
I love Kirk Franklin. That was such a good one. That was the last one I went to.
But I will say, like, Lakewood's one of my favorite venues here, so I try to go to any show at Lakewood. But also restaurants. I just love to eat. I love a good dinner.
Yeah.
And that is like fine dining.
Yeah.
I actually love to try the stuff she see on TikTok.
Yeah.
You tried that espresso.
I definitely tried an espresso martini because that's what the girls were drinking on like TikTok. And I was like,
I love espresso martini.
I spit it out.
She was like, no, absolutely not.
Not the girls.
You know, but yeah, that's my thing for sure.
And for me, I just love Atlanta because it's so many cultures.
I love Atlanta.
But you can do everything. I'm into games, so me and my sister have this thing where we go to Six Flags, we go to Andretti's, and we just like really do like game and
Why
ARV.
Yeah.
Okay.
And go River again.
I like games.
And then like sometimes I'm really into Afrobeat, so I like to go to like the little African spots.
Drop your favorite spot right now.
Dang, why are you putting me on the spot like that? Ace Club.
Okay. Yeah. What is that?
Ace is like in Gwinnett County, but it's lit. It's lit. Okay. It gets lit.
Okay. You got to go to Ace.
The Igbos and the...
All right, ladies. So on that note,
thank you guys for watching. This episode was really, really needed to update, you know, those buyers and future buyers, homeowners that are looking to see, you know, what Atlanta has for them and where the market is. So thank you, ladies, for, you know.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in.
We have our YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, you like our episode, and make sure you ask us questions regarding real estate or anything related. And yeah.
Guys,
see you next time.
Bye.
Today's topic might be at its end, but the conversation never stops. If you like what you heard, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
For more daily content from the ladies of Real Talk Atlanta, head over to any of our social media platforms to connect with us, and let's talk.
As we put the real in real estate.